Hey guys, welcome to Head in the Clouds. This is Heather, and I'm here with Andres Castro.
Hey Heather, thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for being here. And you're actually the one who brought me into clouds, so thank you for that. You want to kind of tell us a little bit about you and what brought you into cloud?
Yeah, absolutely. Before getting into real estate, if I may start there, I was in the supply chain and logistic industry. Another passion of mine, I did that for the Army. And back in San Diego, I did that for 14 years before moving to the Huntsville area. Upon moving to Huntsville area, I came in with the mindset of getting into real estate, something I always wanted to do, something that always caught my attention. And shortly, a few months after being here, I was introduced to the broker of Cloud Realty, which is Robbie Dorsett. And Cloud Realty brokerage in itself had about 20 agents locally. I got plugged in with them, Cloud Realty as a brokerage, got my license here on the Cloud Realty, started working with Sean directly from that point forward.
Nice. And what got you involved in real estate to begin with?
For me, real estate has always been something that I'm passionate about. Coming from a Hispanic community, I see my parents come over, my dad in particular, come over to this country with the goal of owning something, potentially retiring and going back home to the Dominican Republic. And I think that is something that is shared amongst the Hispanic community. A lot of people come into this country to achieve their dream and then be able to retire and go home and be financially stable. One way that they can do that is through real estate. And that is something that has always intrigued me. At the same time, it's a community that needs help, that needs education. A lot of people come here and are able to afford homes, they just don't know about it. They just don't know how they can get themselves into that. That presents an opportunity to be able to help and contribute to that community, which is my long-term goal.
I know we were talking earlier, you have a closing coming up.
Yeah, that just had a few messages earlier, trying to get closing. We have scheduled closing for the 5th next week, next Thursday. So we're trying to push it a little earlier, but it looks like the 5th will be. So excited for the family. And again, it's an immigrant family. They came here 4 years ago, work hard, save their money. They want to get into a home, tired of paying rent. They were not aware of the process to obtain a home. So I'm helping them, guiding them throughout the whole process. And they're very happy and I'm excited for them, for the opportunity. They're excited to get the keys for the new home. So very excited for that.
That is awesome.
It's what I try to achieve in this business. Just seeing how happy the families are when they get their keys, when they
the closing
house that they walked in is their own. It's just an incredible feat.
Right now, with the way the economy is and everything, it's a huge misconception that home ownership isn't for everybody and it's not obtainable for a lot of people, especially people who have, you know, come here from other countries, they're working hard, they have the money, but they just feel like, you know, for whatever reason, it's not something that's in the cards for them. What is your biggest piece of advice you could give to people to let them know that, hey, could be in the cards for you, you just have to, you know, apply? What would be something you would tell the people that are thinking that, yeah, they'll never be able to?
Talk to a professional. Understand where you're at in today's market and what position you are to be able to buy. One of the key misconception is people think that they need to have a certain amount of money, certain level of credit score. They need to have a certain number in place in order to purchase. At the end of the day, they also think that they're doing the right steps in order to do so. And that may not be the case. I've talked to a number of people that rather than putting themselves in a position to buy, they're putting themselves farther away, resetting that time frame for them to buy. So key importance here is talking to a professional, talk to your agent, talk to your lender, identify the steps that you need to take in order to put yourself in the best position to buy, and take action. You know, take action to get there, follow through, follow up with those as an agent, follow up with them, make sure that they are on top of it. As an individual looking to purchase, rely on the people around you, on your professionals in order to get there. And they're there to help you and put you in the best position possible.
What areas do you service? Do you service all of Alabama?
Right now, just the northern part of Alabama. Huntsville, Harvest, Madison, Madison County, Hazel Green, all the northern part of Alabama.
But if there is somebody who's looking to be outside of that area, can they contact you to get a referral to somebody in the area that meets their needs?
Yeah, absolutely. I can definitely guide them or direct them to the people that could help them the most. Because I'll be honest, not everyone is a great match, right? Not everyone not every lead is going to be able to work with me. I don't want to work with every lead. I want to help them and guide them and put them in the best position. Sometimes that may not be myself. But at the end of the day, my goal is to work on that client's interest, best interest, and put them in a position for them to be able to purchase and get the help that they need.
Gotcha. And it kind of like shift gears and go from homeowners to real estate agents and then cloud and what we do. So if cloud is a brokerage and an agent wants to work with cloud, do they have to leave the brokerage that they're currently with in order to work with cloud?
No. In fact, Cloud Realty in itself, we open up. When I started, we were working as a local brokerage, right? But we separated ourselves. And now we still are a brokerage to work as a referral business, meaning we can work with any agents throughout the U.S. and Canada as a referral partner. We can service you because everything that we do is customized to the agents themselves in their respective market. And we simply get paid as a referral on the back end when a deal closes. So we're able to work with any of them. No request to change brokerage. Our goal is to help that agent grow their business in their respective market.
And you're not with Cloud, right? You don't hang your license at Cloud Realty?
No, individually. Now, switch gears a few. In fact, a year from today, actually June 1st marks my first year with EXP. So I'm actually, my license is held under EXP. But as a partner with Cloud Realty, I started with Cloud Realty. I shifted my license to EXP, but I still service and work with Cloud Realty as a partner where I'm helping other agents use our platform to grow their business, scale to the level that they're looking.
When you say, you know, any agent can use our platform, they can build their business, what exactly is the platform that we offer, you know, as a cloud service to real estate agents?
We have four main programs at Cloud Realty. Engine number one, and we like to tell, look, we don't just sell leads. We build machines. We build your business, right? Pipeline number one is pipeline and demand. We can service an agent by doing digital marketing on Facebook, Facebook, Google, Instagram, and YouTube, TikTok, right? I run marketing for you, call your leads 7 days a week, ghost recovering, provide you the CRM, amongst other things. And the money that you invest in that goes strictly to your marketing, nothing to us, but at 24% at close. Agent number two is a team leader, broker, that is looking to grow their business, looking to expand the number of agents that they have. It's an opportunity to use our platform, one, for them, if they want to increase their production, and two, to sponsor up to 60 agents of the year that they can use our platform. Meaning an agent normally has a $2,000 deposit. With our service, agent attraction opportunity, they can sponsor up to 60 agents without that agent paying a deposit up front for the use of our service, which is pipeline on demand. Engine number three, essentially it's a carbon copy of Cloud Realty. We work with you on a 16-week period, identify the services, the system that you have in place, plug in someone into your business that is going to do everything we're doing as far as setting up appointments for leads, setting up appointments for agent attraction opportunities, everything that we're doing for Cloud Realty in your business specifically for you. And we leave someone to run that for you. And then your number four is we're working directly with loan officers. It's essentially introducing our platform to loan officers where we can introduce them to referral partners, agents that are interested in using our platform. And that loan officer can sponsor up to 60 agents the same way an agent attraction is without that agent having to pay deposit. And an opportunity to be directly close with that loan officer as a referral partner. So those are the four main engines that we work with, and it's all depending on where you are today in your business, and we can help you and scale your business.
So basically, any type of real estate professional, from somebody who just passed their test and got their license today, up to, you know, a brokerage owner, team lead, you know, with however many agents underneath them, even lenders that are looking, you know, to improve their agent partner relationships with referrals.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. How would you say personally in your own business, cloud has changed the way you do lead generation?
As an agent myself, one thing is I have to be committed to the system, to the process, right? I'm going to get leads. I'm getting introduced to leads, appointments, but I also have to make the phone call. I also have to do the follow-up. I also have to nurture some of the leads and stay in communication and provide them value on every conversation that I'm having with those leads, right? We can do so many things for an agent, but at the end of the day, as an agent myself, I have to bring value to every conversation that I'm having with those leads. And I can generate leads through digital marketing, social networking, referral. But if I don't provide value to those leads on every conversation, if I don't follow up and do the little things that are going to make a difference, my conversion is not going to go up, right? So I need to stay on top of the little things, make the phone calls, bring value to those conversations, and carry on. Continue to follow up, continue to move that lead forward until we get to the closing table.
Let me phrase it like this. I know when we're doing, you know, the strategic calls with agents, because I know you take a lot of calls, I take a lot of calls. We've talked with, you know, hundreds of agents. What would you say is the number one either complaint or fear that agents have, not necessarily with like ads or anything, but when it comes to like the leads themselves, what would you think is like the number one thing that agents have the most trouble with?
They don't pick up the phone. And we've seen it at times that during a call on a group setting, we take the phone, we take the phone call, we access their database and we call the lead that they say they don't pick up the phone, and we call them, and sure enough, they pick up the phone and we make an appointment for them right there. So I've heard that a lot. They don't pick up the phone. These people don't show up. It's internet leads. It's going to happen, whether it's internet leads or people in your sphere. Not every time you call, people are going to pick up the phone. It's a matter of people sometimes being in the right time in order to have conversations. And just a quick example of that, I just had a call from one of my clients. I'm in the middle of a room on an interview. It's not the right time to pick up the phone call. I didn't pick it up because I know I trust her. I know who she is. And she knows that if I don't pick up, I'm going to get back to her as soon as I can. But when it's an internal lead or someone we don't know what their situation is at the moment we call. So we always say, if they don't pick up one time, call them at a different time, at a different date. It's just a matter of sometimes being in the wrong spot, not being able to pick up at the time. And I hear a lot, oh, they don't pick up the phone call, but how many times did you try? You know, how many times did you try to answer that, to call them? And people get discouraged from one or two times. So just pick up the phone and call your leads. Part of my language, but my partner has a shirt that I should have it on, is call your damn leads.
This shirt?
See, you got it. I didn't even notice you had it on.
I do have it on.
So it's call your damn leads, because at the end of the day, you can send a text, you can send an email, but a conversation, it's a big difference.
I think people are afraid of the phones. I think a lot of people, you know, they're afraid to do the phone calls. They're afraid not only to take that incoming call, but to make those outgoing calls. As a team lead, or not if you start as a team lead, a lot, when you start on a team, a lot of the team leads are like, get on that dialer and make, you know, 100 cold calls today. And they've been like traumatized by being yelled at, and they're just scared of the phone. And that's what it just comes down to.
They are. As a new agent, when I first came in, I was. So I'm not the only one, right? I was afraid to take the phone call. And when I did call it and people said no to me, I was like, okay, there goes that one. Shit, the next one is going to say the same thing. And the next one is going to say the same thing. And my broker at the time, he said the same thing. Hey, just call. Call 100 people a day. No matter what happened, just call 100 people. And sure enough, those conversations get easier. And the faster you get a no, the faster you move on to the next one. So that simple, as I said, is the ability to pick up the phone, call, regardless of what happens. If you say no, move on to the next one. Somebody say yes, they're open to have a conversation. Great. You continue to have that conversation. You know, and the worst thing you can happen is you move to the next one.
Simple. That's something I always tell new agents too about the phones is, if that person is going to say no to you, or they're going to yell at you, they'll scream at you, hang up on you, call you a name, whatever, they're obviously not using you as their agent. You're probably never going to see this person in your life. And if you do, even if you did, let's say you guys both hung up the phone and then you went to Starbucks and they happened to be the person in front of you in Starbucks, you'll never know that that's who that person was, and they'll never know that that was you. So, you know, when you kind of remove yourself from the situation, it helps a little bit with that anxiety of, you know, or getting yelled at from the person because you're not going to see this person in real life.
Absolutely. It's something Coach Russ always tells me is our job is depending on the number of conversations that we're having, you know, what's my magic number? How many, my magic number, that means how many do I want pending on a monthly basis? If I want financial freedom, then I need to know my numbers. What will it take to have the financial freedom I want to achieve, right? How many pendings do I need to have every month? Therefore, how many conversations do I need to have? How many in the pipeline, buyers, sellers agreement do I need to have that will convert into pendings every month? Is understanding your numbers, what your goals are, the number of conversations that you need to have in order to make that happen. So you got to pick up the phone, go talk to people. Whatever you need to do to have those conversations, go ahead and do it.
I know the training we were on this morning, we were told 60 seconds is how quickly you should be responding when you get a lead, 60 seconds.
Respond to any leads that are coming through, to any appointment that you're booked. People easily, they lose focus right away, right? They don't get a response. They move on to the next one. And a good example that we shared this week was back in the day when you were going through the yellow pages looking for a service. If you called someone, they didn't respond and they were not available, you move on to the next one on that list, right? So if you're looking for an electrician, if you're looking for a barbershop, hey, you have any appointments or you have any availability right now? No. Okay, move on to the next one. You want to get a haircut right there. I mean, that's me. Sometimes I don't want to go to a haircut spot and be sitting there for 2 hours. So I will call a couple of people and say, hey, do you have any availability right now? Yeah. Okay. No. Let's move on to the next one. Hey, are you available right now? Nope. Next one. And it happens the same process with the leads. If they click on your ad and they schedule or they want more information, if you don't respond within a certain time frame, they're going to move on to the next one. So it's very important to respond right away as soon as you get a request for information. As soon you get a text, boom, respond within the first 60 seconds and most likely you're going to have a conversation with that lead.
So I knew with the responding with our system, with Pipeline On Demand, when we set that up for agents, when they come in, if they're running their internet ads and they get a lead, their lead goes into the system and then they're automatically contacted through the system via text message, email, whatever campaign workflow that they've set up. And I know we have the ISAs that are calling and vetting these leads. Because I know one of the things is we're doing live transfers and appointment setting for those agents. So with that being said, and with those live transfers being set over to the agent, how does that kind of, you want to break down how that kind of works for us with like them calling, or are they getting sent the calls, or what is the main goal of cloud when it comes to sending those leads and directing them to the agents?
Well, we want to set up a live warm transfer, right? As the leads coming through your pipeline, your database, our goal is to connect you with the warm people, 10 or 15 people that we're reaching out, that are responding to text messages, not just provide you the names and numbers, because anyone can do that. Anyone can give you names and numbers. We want to actually talk to these people, identify what their motives are. Are they looking to buy or sell within the next 6 months? Are they pre-approved? Find out as much information as possible. And if we have them on the phone, we're going to say, hey, do you have a few minutes? I can connect you with my agent right now. You know, the ISA is going to call you, introduce that lead, give you whatever information we gather so far, and make that introduction so that you can carry on that information, that conversation moving forward. Something we always encourage to the agent is, look, we already have their email, phone number, their contact information. You know, if you can review that information on the CRM, go ahead and confirm that information, but it's something that you don't have to worry about. You know, just handle that conversation and move forward with that lead from that point on. If we are not able to connect you during a live transfer, you will get a notification. Hey, we attempted to live transfer this lead. We booked an appointment for, Monday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. Central. We always, and you have the recommendation there within that notification. We recommend calling the lead within the next minute or so to confirm that appointment and also see if they're available sooner than that. So you get the notification, and just like we talk about, speed to dial, speed to text. You get the notification, call the lead to confirm their appointment, introduce yourself, put a name, put a face to that appointment.
Now the ISA, they send you those calls, they vet these calls, but they're not there to close, right? It's on the agent to do the converting and the closing of these leads.
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, the agent is the local expert, right? And like I mentioned earlier in the call, we want to bring value to the phone call, every conversation that you have with that lead. So although it is a warm transfer, you are the local expert. You can identify key points where you can bring in some value to the lead, keep them engaged, keep them hooked, keep that conversation moving forward. The ISA team is there to vet those leads for you. Identify those warm transfer, those warm opportunities, and put them in front of you. You got to close and you got to convert. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. I think a lot of people don't have that tool available to them to have somebody call and vet on their leads. You know, either they're a solo agent or they're on a team. And if they're on the team, maybe they are the person that's supposed to call and vet the leads. So they don't have those kind of tools readily available for them. So that's a nice asset that cloud offers, that you're not having to sit here and like weed through every single internet lead that comes in, because, you know, let's be honest, not all leads that come in off the internet are the diamonds in the rough. There are some people that enter their information at 2:30 in the morning because they can't sleep and they just want to see pretty pictures of houses. And those aren't the ones that we want cloud agents talking to. We don't want them wasting their time on, you know, the whole haystack. We want to just send them the needles.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's two things there. Not everyone has the tools. Not everyone wants to do it. Not everyone wants to pick up the phone, right? So you either have time to put in the work or you have money to invest in order to get that done for you, right? And we have not just the ISA team, but we also have a key feature of AI after hours that can engage with the leads after a certain time frame, and even schedule appointments. So we are consistently, it's like having a salesperson for you 24 hours a day. Something that Sean, my partner, recently mentioned. When we're running marketing, when we have the team follow up with you, where we have all these tools in place for you, it's like having a salesperson for your business available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Think about that.
It really is.
Putting your name and responding on your behalf 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Having that a few years ago, that was not available. You know, we have tools and resources available now that we have continuously improving and maximizing on the opportunities. It's just, it's crazy.
I know there's so many agents out there that aren't using systems, that they don't use a CRM. They're not running ads online. Or if they do, they'll run like a ad for 2 weeks because they have a listing. They don't have anything running continuously. And I know with cloud, one of the great things about cloud and what they do, especially the marketing team, is the managing the creation of the ads, managing the ads, and then how they direct the funds. And I kind of want to focus on something you said earlier, that our cloud agent partners, they pay whatever platform they're advertising on directly. So we don't intercept any of their advertising money. I know a lot of other marketing companies, they do. They take your marketing dollars and then they tell you where they're going to spend them, and you don't really know where they're going. And with cloud, we have our agents invest all that money into themselves directly to the platforms so that the agents know exactly how much they're spending. What would you say? And I know across the United States and Canada that the markets obviously vary, like the California market is going to be very different than the, you know, Mississippi market. But what would you say on average is a number that an agent should expect to start out with spending ads? Because I know a lot of agents, they're like, oh, I don't want to pay for ads. I don't want to pay for ads. The reality is, if you don't pay for ads, you're not going to have, you know, the incoming business from the leads from online. So to like break it down, be realistic, what is the number that they need to, the minimum number they need to spend?
Look, we used to say $300 a month, but that, let's be realistic, $300 would not get you much in most markets. So ideally, $500 would get you from 5 to 10 conversations on a monthly basis. And that's conversations, people that we've talked to, that we identified their motives, that they're either pre-approved for cash buyers or want to get pre-approved. And we talk to them, have a record a call, and we transfer them to you, to that agent. So that's 5 to 10 transfer per month that we can put in front of you. Now, are those 5 to 10 transfer, all of them are going to convert? Let's be honest, not realistically, right? But you are having conversation with people, and most likely, let's say one to three of those people interact with you and are moving forward, and you get to close one within the next 6 months, right? So we like to do a market analysis, identify what the best campaign would be, because at the end of the day, we want to bring the most business to you. And then vet all those people, identify those 5 to 10 people. And over the next month or two, we look at the cost per conversation, cost per lead, eventually the cost per acquisition. You know, when you get to the closing tables, we can sit down and look at how much in ad you spend in order to generate that business. And it's something that we work with every account, with every agent, making sure that we're staying on top of it and we're maximizing on the opportunities and reducing the investment, right?
When it comes to then budgeting that money, I know the way Cloud works is we like to do 70% to 80% on direct search. So like that would be like somebody goes into Google and it's like, how much is my home worth, or, you know, types homes for sale in my area. And then we do 20 to 30 on retargeting, which would be like through social media. And what I really think is cool about our CRM is our ghosting feature, where we can put them in a specific column in the CRM. And then it kind of triggers two things. It triggers the ISA to know to get this person back on your calendar. And it also triggers their ads to start retargeting that person, you know, over and over and over again, so that you're staying top of mind. But even with that done, they still have to call this person. They still got to follow up with the leads to make it, you know, personable.
That's exactly right. You know, Google, people have more intent. People generally go on Google and say, hey, homes for sale near me, or a particular area that they want. So we want to target those people, bring those people into your pipeline. And like you said, the ISA is responsible for reaching out, having those initial conversations, and then finding out what their motives are and putting them in front of you. And the retargeting campaign, that's a goldmine. We can identify anyone that's looked at your business for the past year and put your ad in front of you. And we see great results with that, you know, because one of the things is staying on top of mind. Somebody know they're moving at 6 months from now, 9 months from now, the lease is due. You know, they're not actively looking for an agent. They're not. They don't want to talk about it right now, but they have you on top of mind because they continue to see your ad. You continue to be in front of them. Next thing you know, they're in your pipeline and they're your clients 9 months from today. And it's the different strategies that go to staying on top of mind, bringing more leads into your business, and having the consistent team follow up and putting them in the drip campaign and nurturing these leads that are coming through your pipeline. So like I said, not every lead is going to plan out that comes through digital advertising, but you're building a pipeline of leads that are moving, that have a closer time frame, and leads that have a longer time frame, right? So get into the closing table and continuously building those relationships.
So to kind of, I guess, sum up engine number one, pipeline on demand. It would be for agents who want to advertise on YouTube, Facebook, Google, and Instagram. And they want to have their ads run and managed 24/7 with an automated and human follow-up and having those either, you know, warm transfers or appointments booked for them. And we didn't even really touch or go into the CRM and what the CRM can do for their business, which, I mean, that could be a whole thing all on its own, because the CRM is truly just amazing. It's seriously changed the way I do business. I know a lot of the agents that we brought onto cloud, they now have a system in place where they just look at their phone the night before to see the appointments they have the next day, when they didn't have systems like that in place before.
Something I learned fairly quick in this business is your CRM is your best friend. Your CRM is your future. If you don't have a CRM and you don't manage it well, you can be out of this business in no time. And something that we provide here and I found so useful and impactful is how to use the CRM that we provide to the agents and with the platform. And the benefits and how resourceful and impactful it is. You know, there's so much to it that you can use to make your life easier, not just today, but over the long term of your business. It's incredible. So yeah, that, like you said, that's a whole topic in itself. We can dive into so much content into that. So yeah, we can definitely bring that up at another time and have a whole podcast on the CRM in itself. It's going to be incredible.
And it amazes me, agents that don't use a CRM. And I'm like, how do you not use a CRM? And then you look at their business and their numbers and you're like, well, then that's why, because you don't have these systems, you know, in place. To shift gears and go into engine number two with agent attraction, who would engine be, with engine number two, who is that kind of designed for?
Team leaders and brokers. That are looking to have their provide more leads to their business for their team, looking to expand their team, whether they're an individual broker or whether they're an agent with EXP like myself or any brokerage in itself, really. Because we can help in different ways. We can help provide your leads by what we discuss in pipeline on demand, right? We also have daily calls to help you bring your team accountable. We can bring value to on different aspects, whether it's team accountability, the CRM, which record the calls. We can go into specific details on how we can hold your team accountable through that aspect of things. And then if you're looking to expand your team in itself, this is a platform you can provide and use as a tool to provide to those agents that you're looking to bring in if they want to run their own digital marketing, help grow their own brand as an agent. You can provide them this platform to do so. And you can use that up to 60 agents a year. Just imagine. Just imagine as an EXP agent or an agent in your brokerage, if you're charging a fee for those agents and you can provide them a platform where now they're responsible for their own marketing. Now they have skin in the game. They have a commitment to produce, right? So you having this agent being productive through this platform is a win-win situation where you're leveraging cloud as a tool that they can use to grow their business. And you don't have a financial commitment on that end, but more so encouraging those agents to succeed with the platform that you're currently using yourself.
That's awesome. So not only does it help with agent attraction, but it helps with agent accountability as well.
Yeah. I have a couple of agents that join my organization and one of the things that I want to do for my agents on a personal level is ensure that they succeed, right? I want to help them succeed. They have a goal in mind where they want their business to be, and I want to be part of that. You know, so I have a platform here that can help me with accountability, help them generate more business, close more deals, expand their brand. So I have a platform here that is helping me do that for them. I connected them, put and plug them in with that, and they're succeeding. I have an agent that joined me in January. She's closed 2-3 deals by now, and she's on great pace to be a cap within EXP within the next few months. You know, so it's great to see that it's producing results. And that they're growing. At the end of the day, that's the goal. You want your agents to succeed. You want to continue to grow your team. You want to continue to grow your brand. And what a best way to put agents in a position to do that.
The pipeline on demand, engine number one. And with engine number two, if the team leads or brokerage owners are using it to attract agents into the organization, the referral fee for those agents using pipeline on demand is 24% at close.
Yeah. So those agents are not paying a deposit. That is the referral credit. You are giving them sponsorship. They're using the platform. As a sponsor, you get a 12% from the 24% that they're giving Cloud Realty. So essentially, you're making your money back, right? And you have an opportunity to expand your team. Agents have an opportunity to be more accountable for the growth of their business, for their own marketing. And it's a win-win situation. You know, you bring more agents to sponsor. Cloud Realty service those agents on a pipeline and the main capacity. The agents are responsible for their own marketing, getting more business, growing their brand, having a team that was going to help them and hold them accountable, and you continue to grow your team.
So this gives team leads and brokerage owner value to be able to offer to agents is why they should join their team in particular. I know a lot of times when you're thinking about joining a team as an agent, you're like, I have to give up a chunk of my check to be on this team. Is it worth it? What am I gaining, you know, versus what am I giving up? And with this now, we can equip team leads, brokerage owners with tools that they can give agents that are going to not only, you know, help them, but also, you know, really help them and hold them accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. Essentially, you're providing them a tool that is going to call their leads 7 days a week. It's going to help them put themselves out there with digital marketing, right? It's going to hold them accountable on a monthly basis, checking calls, see how their account is doing, how's their account performance. You know, are they following up with those leads that we are providing them? And we have a daily open room for call reviews, you know, coaching. I myself been on those calls. I still do on a daily basis, you know, role play, identify areas of improvement. So it's an opportunity for us to coach those agents, help them out. And it takes a lot of the load off for the agent, right? For the team leader, if that's something that they haven't been able to provide, now they're providing an additional tool, some coaching, some role playing, some section for technology, the CRM, a lot of workflows implementations. It's a lot of content that goes in there that the team leader themselves can use and the team that they're helping under them can benefit from. So I think it's a great, great win. And it brings tons of value to the offer that they're putting in place for those agents to join their team, their organization, right? Because, of course, they provide a lot of resources. They have an offer in place that they bring to the table. Now they have a tool that can support on that offer and bring tons of value to what they already have.
Which then leads us into engine number three. You want to break that one down for us?
Engine number three is quite simple. It's essentially everything that we're doing here at Cloud Realty. Make it your own. Personalize it. You know, we work with you identifying those areas we can come in and help you. If you want agent attraction, we can provide you a person that is going to manage everything. We're going to provide you everything that we do with someone to manage it. So that person essentially can put in front of you recruiting opportunities, create your own ads, create your pipeline on demand, create your ads, call on your leads 7 days a week. You have a dedicated person doing that for your team, for your business. So everything that we're doing, doing internally, making it your own, and having someone to do so for you. So you don't have to worry about it. And we're going to coach that person. We're going to oversee that person for 16 weeks, making sure that everything's in place, everything's running smoothly, and continue to follow up once a month afterwards to ensure that things are running smoothly. So it's not just a cold handoff. We're going to train them, help them put everything in place for your business, and continue to follow up to ensure everything's running smoothly.
And what is the cost for that, for to have this fully running, operating business?
That is 16K if you pay within the first 12, 16 weeks, and we go through a training plan with you. Or if you want a monthly basis, it's at $2,400 a month. So it's, we want to work with you, be flexible with you. So it's whatever makes sense for you when it comes to the financial aspect and how you want to address that. But gotcha. Upfront, 16 week, it's 16K. And it goes the same with the agent attraction opportunity. 16K for the offer number 3, carbon copy of Cloud Realty.
But you're talking about like a fully running organization where we bring, you know, somebody in, or if you have somebody, you know, train them, and your organization then can just function even when you're not there day to day operation. The point is to make it to where it's running and you can, you know, essentially take a step back and not have to be the one doing everything by yourself any longer.
That's correct. You know, if your business is relying on you and just you, it's only how you can only go so far, right? If you take a break, if you take a vacation, is your business too productive? Yeah. So it's helping you put the systems in place so that your business operates consistently the same way at all times without relying on you 100%.
And we're also now helping lenders as well. We have an engine set up for lenders too. You want to tell us a little about that one?
Yeah, essentially it's kind of the same offer as the agent attraction opportunity, where as a lender, if you want to run leads, we can help you run your digital marketing to generate more leads, right? But it's more so having Cloud Realty as a tool you can offer to your referral partners, right? If you have partners that are not in production the way that they should, the way that they're capable, essentially you can offer a sponsorship for Cloud Realty Pipeline on Demand. We can come in, service those agents on Google, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, generate more leads through the marketing, follow up with their leads 7 days a week, right? And we can also introduce you to 10 to 20 agents a month that are open to have a conversation about, you know, the tool in front of you, Cloud Realty. And you can come in and sponsor those agents and say, hey, I can sponsor you for this platform for an opportunity to be your preferred lender on the account. Simple as that. You know, so that, now that lender doesn't have any financial commitment to that agent success and marketing, but rather is providing a platform for that agent to use to grow their business. Right. So it's essentially, we don't even say, hey, you have to say Cloud Realty, you know, it's a tool of what they have to offer. As a lender, if I put myself in a lender's shoes, it's a tool that I can provide to those agents I partner with. So, hey, you can use this platform. They won't charge you anything up front. The only thing that they ask you is a commitment on the marketing for 24% at close when you close a deal. That's it. Does that make sense? Is that clear?
That totally makes sense. That seems like a game changer to me for lenders because, you know, I'm not so much in production anymore. I just kind of focus on cloud and, you know, what we do here. But when I was in production as an agent, I know I would get hit up by lenders all the time. Like, let's go to coffee. Let's go to lunch. You know, let, you know, and then we would go to like a cup of coffee and they'd be like, okay, so you want to use me as your preferred lender? I'm like, I don't even know you. Like, you know, and then you want me to just send you my business. But like, what did I got a cup of coffee. That was it. So if lenders now have tools that they can, you know, tell agents, hey, I'm going to give you a CRM. I'm going to give you a person to call leads and vet leads for you. I'm going to give you, you know, a means to have your social media ads managed for you. So you're not having to do that. Definitely think that adds value to what they can offer agents in order to, you know, bump up their referral business from agents.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that they can sponsor up to 60 agents, that's 60 agents that let's say only 20 agents bring you one deal a month. You know, that's 20 deals a month that are coming to you, you know, and essentially you want to be able to have 100% of those agents business, right? But that takes time. That may be, you know, you got to build trust with some of these agents. But at least 20 agents bringing in at least one deal a month, in some markets, especially if you are partnered, if you are licensed in multiple states, think about that. We can connect you with any agents throughout the U.S. So if you are licensed in multiple states, that's opportunities we can put in front of you and all in those states, you know, let's say, hey, you tell Cloud Realty, hey, actually, I want to partner with 5 agents in that state, 10 agents in the particular states. We can set up appointment for you with agents in those states. So that's something that haven't been emphasized. You know, we can tailor those appointments to agents in their respective market, in their respective states that you want to, that you're licensed with as a lender. So those are introductions, partnerships that you can build on. And referral opportunities that are helping you grow your business. Because let's say we put a team of a broker of 10 agents in that particular state. Essentially, that may be 10 agents, and you just have one on your account really attached to it, right? So that's a big difference. Yeah, that's a huge thing there. You can bring this platform to a team of 10 agents that you already partner with, and you essentially are helping them maximize on the opportunity that is already in front of them. Because I've talked to some lenders and I talked to some agents, hey, I have about 5,000 leads in my database. My team doesn't call them on a daily basis. Let's be honest, they don't. And I've heard that multiple times already. Now you can present this platform and say, hey, I have a team that's going to follow up on your leads. You know, let's revive your database. You don't have to commit any marketing so far. Let's tackle your database already in your system. You know, let's identify and bring up any opportunities in your database. That's a huge value for an agent, for a lender to bring to that agent. And say, what? I don't have to spend anything just that close for someone to revive my database, identify any opportunities within that database. It's incredible. And they can offer that to anybody that they partner with already, or any agents that we can introduce or that they have in mind. 60 agents for the year.
That's an amazing way to grow your relationships with agents and then to grow your, you know, your agent referral network. Especially because once agents start having success with that, they're going to tell their other agent friends, and their other agent friends are going to be like, hey, I want to be one of the 60. I want a CRM. I want someone calling and vetting my leads. That sounds good to me.
Seriously, it pays for itself. Once you have some people succeeding and you've seen the value that they have in front of them, it pays itself. It's really no questions, no doubt into what they're getting in front of them and how much they can grow with it. There is no limit. Think about that. 60 agents and you get a 10, 15% of those agents, 5% of those agents to bring you one deal a month, two deals a month. It's incredible.
That's seems like you might need to get some junior LOs to handle all the business once you've got that many agents coming in giving you referrals, but that's a good problem to have. What is one piece of advice that you have for agents who have just joined Cloud and they're just starting, they're doing, they're in between their launch or their onboarding and their launch call, they're getting, you know, excited. What would be something you would tell them?
Apply the content that we share. Apply the work. You can only take the platform so far, right? You have to put some work into it. You have to follow up with some of the leads. They require, like I mentioned earlier in the call, some leads, you call them, it may not be the right time. Call the leads 5 or 6 times. Apply the strategies that we're suggesting, and you can see the results. Agents that are applying the work are seeing their results. As simple as that. They follow up with the team. They show up to the meetings that we have, and they're open to feedback. You know, we review some of the calls. Somebody has a different angle. I review a lot of my calls. I get tons of feedback, but it's a way for me to improve, right? So apply the little things that we say will help you in your business. Follow up with those leads. Nurture them, have the conversations, and you start seeing the results. Agents that are applying the work are seeing results. We have agents that are closing 10 deals with that. And at the end of the day, you benefit from that. We are providing incentives for agents that are closing multiple deals with us. So the more deals you close, the more incentives you're going to get. Essentially, the less commission you're going to give us. So we want to see you succeed. We want to see you grow. If you have questions, ask. We're here for you. We want to support you. We want to see you succeed. So if you have any questions, any doubt, join us in the 10:30 Central Zoom room at meetcloudrealty.com. Join us. Get some feedback. Ask any questions. Call the leads. Let's make it happen.
Awesome. And we've got the communities that we're launching. We've got Cloud Connect, Head in the Clouds, Listing Exchange Group, where agents can come. They can network with each other, exchange listings. It's just a great place to find community support and just meet with some of like the top, you know, top in the industry and really be able to get that. We've got you there. We've got Sean there. You know, we even have masterminds with Coach Russ. Any last parting advice or words you have for our agents that are listening?
Well, if you're already on board, I'm excited to continue to work with you guys. Plugged in. Join us again on the Mastermind with Coach Ross, the Mastermind with Sean at 10:30 Central, at 9 Central with Coach Ross on meetin.com/renegades. Great content, great mindset every day, Monday through Friday. Plug in, you know. Call the leads. If you are thinking about joining us, give us a chance. Check it out. Like I said, referral credit, the deposit, you get the money back. You have nothing to lose. We want to help you. As a newer agent that came into this industry, I'm so grateful that I get plugged in with Cloud Realty. Trust me, I still get the calls myself or other companies reaching out that want to offer me their services. But I have something in front of me that it's quite different than anything else I've seen out there because we're focused on your benefit, on your growth, on your success. And that's always the number one priority here. We don't cut corners at the agent's expense, and we want to see your growth. So it's a win-win situation. Your growth means the world to us. So let's make it happen.
If you guys are looking to buy or sell a home and you are in the Huntsville, Alabama area, I'm going to link Andres' information so you can get a hold of him. And if you're an agent and you're interested in Cloud, you can either contact Andres or me, or go to cloudrealty.com, and we'd be happy to have you guys on board. So I think that's about it for today with Head in the Clouds. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow, and then run over to our communities as well and make sure you join those. And that way you can see me and Andres every day.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you guys. Again, Head in the Clouds or Team Andres, acastroproperties.com. If you're looking for buying or selling guides, more than happy to help and have a conversation. So we're here for you. Check us out. Continue to plug in for more content and be happy to work with you guys.
Awesome. See you guys on the next one.